idea of genders being fluid is not anything new. Gay people, I'm just encompassing LGBTQ plus community, they've been around since humans have been around.
I was reading this book called The 57 Bucks, and basically it was like about, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I want to, I probably
okay,
will.
Okay, so basically it was about a girl that was a transgender male. I get confused trying to.
Sure,
that,
that's
but
okay.
It was a girl. And basically, somebody from the other side, because it was like the ghetto side and then the upper side, set her skirt on fire. And then, yeah. But they were saying like she didn't like to be referred to as she mm-hmm. or he. She liked to be referred to as they.
So, we just had a panel discussion here, just for teachers, that was given by students that go here. One of the students does use the they, them pronouns. The other ones all went with either he or she pronouns, depending on how they were comfortable. And it's been suggested to us that, because like we obviously wouldn't ask anyone aloud, like on the first day of class when you don't know anyone. But if you are like a safe teacher, safe classroom type of a thing, that you can tell them, or you could write something in our syllabus saying, if you use different pronouns, if you would like the teacher to try and use different pronouns with you. And again, that certain teachers will be okay with that, but it also comes down to how much the class would also know. We do have students here who have amazing support from their families who have already gone and legally changed their name. I believe for anyone, you could legally change your name at 18. So if you were like, I hate my first name and I wanna go by you would need parent consent at this point in time, but when you're 18, I do believe you could change your name to whatever you want, and you wouldn't need your parents' consent anymore. I don't know if you know this, but the government actually has to approve your name. So, like, if you're like, I would like to go by the first name of Satan, they're going to be like, no. Okay, sorry to disappoint, but somebody does have to, like, approve your name. So, our GSA is also coming out there in the amidst making like a poster or a picture that they will encourage teachers to put in their classroom so students know it is a safe classroom. We had that for years at Eisenhower, and I brought it up to Mr. Nisovic, who runs the GSA, because at Eisenhower it became a thing when not every teacher put it up outside their classroom door.
That's how it was last year.
So imagine whether it's about sexuality or it's about race or it's about gender, if there was something that you could identify with and feel like, oh, this teacher cares, and then you walk into your next classroom and that's not there, how do you feel about that teacher? How do you feel about being in that? Okay, so we have students here who have in some classes been more open, like, this is me, call me this. And we also have students here who go by names, but teachers are not allowed to refer that by that when they call their parents. So again, how sad and horrible is that if you don't have that great support at home and then you come to school and there isn't that support for you here? Like, we should not be okay with that. And that's what I brought up. Like, I wasn't okay with it. Like, that's horrible. Because at the same time, if we're talking sexuality and an adult's going to say no, then you would tell me that person's not racist either or not sexist, because you're just going to be okay with everybody being treated equal except for this. So, and again, like, that's my own personal feelings, and I'm not trying to put my feelings on, but we're talking about the discussion and the use of the word gay being so flippantly used in the hallway that it's at an epidemic proportion, and people are going, I was just kidding, but you're not. You're making a choice. If you chose to call somebody a racial slur, you made a choice. Okay, Maya Angelou has a quote that says, if you know better, you do better. but sometimes you know better and you still don't do better. If that's the case, you are drawing your line in the sand and you are clearly stating, I'm going to be on this side. Does that make sense? All of you now, I'm going to ask, how many of you have some person in your family, it may be your parents, it could be aunts and uncles, it could be distant relatives, but you know that they are not supportive of LGBTQ plus family, like not family, but members, like society, okay? And why do you know that? I'm not sure your parents have ever said, hey, that's wrong, but you're all old enough that you pick up on what they say, and you pick up on how they talk, even when they're not talking directly to you. So when your kids are little, like 2, 3, 4, whatever, okay, but when you're this age, you know if your parents have to fight. You know if there are money problems at home. And it's not like they're sitting you down like, Joe, we need to talk to you. We have some money problems. Okay, because it's not like a child thing. That's not a pressure that should be on your shoulders. But you know, because you're old enough and you're smart enough. So if you are being a really good friend or you have a good friend, what if that good friend wants to come to your house? Then it becomes like an issue for you. And guess what? Lots of us have grown up with people that were either racist or sexist or whatever. Yesterday was a hard day for women. I'm going to say just in general, because Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the presidential race. And that came down to all these states that had voted, that they had decided that they wanted to be 2 white men for president. Oh, yeah. So there's sexism, flat. It's right there. It's up there that they've said, nah, we don't think girls can handle this job. Okay. But when everybody went off to war in World War II and all the women had to go to work for the first time in their lives, guess what? The economy did not collapse amazingly. So there are things you need to be very careful when you are talking, because people who fall under this category, okay, however they identify, they're sitting next to you everywhere you go. And in second period, I had someone go, no. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, I couldn't change in the locker room. I said, well, it's funny that you brought that up, because the biggest places where these people feel the least safe are in locker rooms, in your gym classes, because there's so many of you and so few teachers, and in the bathrooms. And we have students here that don't go to the bathroom during the day. Ever. So imagine coming in at 8 o'clock and like not drinking at all when you're thirsty because you don't feel safe going into a bathroom. And someone said, man, I love when I go to a store and there's family bathrooms. Because again, depending on how they might be dressing or looking, like which one is safer for me. And you still live in a world where people get beat up. People get killed, and people are committing suicide at a high rate, thinking, apparently, it's just better for the world if I'm not here. There was a 16-year-old young man who was on the autism spectrum, who came out as being gay when he was 12, and due to the bullying, he took his life this week. And when people die by suicide, they do it because they believe the world will be better for their family and friends if they're not here. Like, I'm just too much of a bother on my family and my friends. And that's if you have a supportive group who is there to talk to you and listen to you and be there for you. Right now, one of the biggest homeless groups we have are people your age. Because, one, they're usually not coming out to their parents because they already know how their parents feel. But then their parents somehow find out about it, and they get kicked out of their house immediately. And they don't have anything. They're not allowed to pack. They're not allowed to do anything. It's like, you just need to go. So then where do they go? And that's the issue. Like, they're trying to create, like, not foster homes, but almost like a foster home.
foster home where older teens can go, to just not be on the streets. And then what do you do for money? Because you can't get a job until you're 16. If you're 15 and you need a job for hardship, you need to come to school, and the counselor has to write a note for you saying that you have a family hardship. I don't know about that. But before you can come to school and get the counselor to write the letter, you actually have to have it in writing that someone's going to give you a job. And again, minimum wage right now, you can't rent a place, you're too young. So where do you go? Where do they go? And then sometimes we have kids who come to school wearing like the same sweatshirt every day. I'm one of those people, like I'm a favorite sweatshirt, and we just kind of wear it and wash it. And then we have people here who bully because the dude has been wearing that sweatshirt for 3 weeks. So at Eisenhower, that's why I started the closet a couple years ago. So kids who were in situations like that, we bought them clothes. We had to wash them during school. We washed their clothes during the day so that other kids around the school didn't make fun of them. Because let me tell you, they got a whole lot going on that they just don't need anymore to be taking place. Does that make sense? One of my students earlier has a sister who identifies as lesbian, and at the recent family party, her aunt took her aside and said, I'm going to take you to church this weekend and we're going to fix you. She's not really a safe person anymore. And she has other brothers and sisters who support their sister, so she is not a safe aunt to any of her nieces and nephews anymore. Okay, and so you live in a world where people are like, this is a choice. Well, I'm sorry, did any of you ever fill out a survey that says, please check heterosexual? No. Okay, so again, to think that somebody else would choose to be in a group that's truly still misunderstood and kind of hated, and they lose out on jobs because they walk in and the boss is like, no, not gonna have this here, without looking at people, okay? So just kind of think about how you present yourself to the world. And again, every sports team, everywhere you go, if you are saying these jokes like, oh, I'm just joking, well, anyone who thought you might have been a friend totally means you're not really a true friend. And if someone finds that you are a safe person, please know you don't have a right to tell anybody else. Okay, one of my very good friends from, we went to high school and college together, his sister told his mom. That didn't go over so well. Okay. Robin, do you have a question, Mike?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Do any of you have questions? What do you think? Do you think Shepherd is inclusive or not so much? It is a hard thing, but until, here's the thing. You guys, young people change the world. You don't need to wait for adults. And the quickest way you can change the world is coming up really soon when you all get the right to vote. Okay, so we vote on March 17th, which is the day that you're not here. So what they do now is if you will be 18 by the time the real presidential election comes up, by that time, they allow you now to vote in the primaries to have a say. You're never going to find a presidential candidate who believes in everything you do, but you have to decide what are your big sticking points. For me, one, it's the world. People are upset about coronavirus. People are buying soap and hand sanitizer as if it's gold. My question comes, is there not already soap in your house? Like, why is everybody going out to buy soap? That's like saying there's no soap in your house. I really hope everyone has soap in their house and you are clean people. Okay? But no one cares that we're killing the earth. There's a problem. When billions of dollars are being donated to a Christian church who gives the money to hate groups, there's a problem. They believe that teens should go to camp over the summer and get talked out of being gay. Again, no one talked you into being straight. So you can't talk somebody out of being gay. And this same group donated billions to another place that believes all transgender people should be sterilized. So it doesn't matter. If they find out, then you automatically should have to have a surgery that would sterilize it. Billions, not millions, billions of dollars. People are anonymous people to this church so that they can shovel it to the groups. But for you, you have the regular people, they can hide behind that. Now remember, this is in the name of being Christian. Now, I don't know about any of you, I'm Catholic, but Jesus sat with the people who were accepted anyway. So I find it very difficult to believe that if there was a gay person, which there was at that time, that Jesus would then like, oof, everybody but you. Leper, come on. Gay person, sorry, it's not the way it would have happened. And the auntie who was going to take the girl to church, she goes, there was Adam and Eve for a reason. And I'm like, well, you need to go home and tell auntie that the story of Adam and Eve isn't even real. There is no Adam and Eve. The first five books of the Bible aren't real. They are stories. They're made of stories. You can go ask a religious person, whoever it is. They're just made of stories. Because then there's Noah's in the ark. Did you see dinosaurs on there? Well, dinosaurs were here before every other animal. So I guess Noah in the ark never was floating anywhere. But again, when you learn and you know better, you can do better. But when we have groups that don't even want to learn and just continue to spew stuff, like, it's bad. It's really bad. And with this president, we keep having this issue with minorities. I mean, do you know how many people are so severely traumatized? Like, kids being taken away from their parents. He just said yesterday, if you have the corona flu, just go to work. It's not killing a whole lot of people. He doesn't even know that the corona flu isn't a thing. Like, he needs to get out of that office. Young people have to help stand up. I mean, at this point in time, if somebody else walks and talks, they can do a better job than he is. But again, you live in what should be the greatest nation on this earth that allows you to do anything that you want. And that's the leader. There's a problem, but people feel they have all this freedom now to spew the state.